I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
High school football regular season coming to a close with selected games tonight. Most teams in action on Wednesday night, and I took the trip up Highway 65 to Cambridge to see number 3, 5A, Andover take on Cambridge Isani last night. Huskies complete the unbeaten regular season with a solid 28-0 victory on a tough night on natural grass in Cambridge. And Tom DeBellos joins us, Andover Huskies head coach. And congrats on a great regular season. It's got to be fun to go 8-0 for sure.
Thanks. Yeah, it's it has been a fun year. Got a great group of kids. Got, you know, some really hardworking coaches. And, yeah, last night was a fun night to end the regular season that way.
Yeah, and Tom, I know you've coached for a while now, and you've seen a lot of weather conditions here in Minnesota. Last night was pretty tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, the first half was pretty nice, and I thought, you know, we're going to escape the weather. And then, yeah, the second half, it just started to come down in sheets. And, I mean, we were thinking about it and talking about it afterwards. And, I mean, it's got to be in one of the top five nights in my 23 years of coaching of bad weather like that. So it made the second half rather interesting.
Yeah, I was upstairs right next to your assistant coaches, and I wasn't sure because when I do games for QCTV at home, whether it's Champlin Park or Andover or at Anoka, you know, we're in the booth, and they've got a good setup for us. But when you go on the road, you never know. Like the opener, I did Anoka at Shakopee, and we were upstairs. We were outside, and it was rainy and windy, so I was glad we were indoors last night for that one. But your team ran the football very effectively. And my first chance this season to see you guys in person, and Caden Wheeler had a great game. And the O-line just blown open big holes. I mean, Caden Wheeler, 242 yards, most of those yards between the tackles.
Yeah, you know, that was one of our big points of emphasis from last year. We said for us to reach our goals in a non-COVID year, right, of a regular season, for us to get to the section final where we want to be and hopefully in the state tournament, we knew we have to be a football team that can run the ball. And so our kids worked really hard in the offseason, and our offensive line, we've got a group of guys that have pride in being the offensive linemen and do a really good job. They communicate well, and last night was another example of how well they worked together.
Yeah, and Caden Wheeler, great cutback abilities, even on a tough field, real grass. He used to play on that in Andover. Now he got the turf. But, you know, even on a sloppy field, still showed great cutback ability.
Yeah, no, he did well. He, you know, early on, he was looking to try and expand to the outside a little bit. And, you know, we've only had turf for this season, and
yep.
So it's funny how quickly their memory forgets what it's like to run on natural grass.
Right.
And so we had to remind them, you know, in those field conditions, he's got to stay vertical as quick as possible, and any cuts he makes has to be some quick cuts and then get back to vertical. And so once he did that, then, I mean, he was averaging, you know, I think it was close to 8 to 9 yards per carry last night, and he did really well. He's got great vision, and he runs with great pad level this year. So it's been fun to see him.
Tom DeBellos, head coach, Andover, joining us. Your son Connor, the quarterback, tough night to throw the football for sure.
Yeah, and you know it's one of those where we talk all the time about you know, with our offense and how our offense works is that some nights we may be throwing the ball for 250 yards. Other nights we want to run the ball for 250 yards. And that's the beauty of this group of kids is that we don't have selfish players. And so, you know, you look at it and you go, yeah, Caden has had a great night, and throwing yard wise, you know, the quarterback didn't have it, but as a team, right? Like the goal is for us to be victorious at the end of the night and come out of it healthy. And we got that done. And so, you know, everybody was happy and celebrated at the end of the night.
Yeah. And a great group of wide receivers as well. I mean, I was very impressed. Once again, tough night to throw the football for sure for both quarterbacks, for Cambridge, Isani and Andover. But, over the course of the year, really a great group on the outside, and they play a big role on special teams as well.
Yeah, we've got, you know, Sam Masungu, who's a junior for us. He's a really, really dynamic player that we've tried to get on the inside and the outside, just kind of see what teams are doing. Ben Audette, who's a senior, two-year starter, is our tight end type kid. Evan Kelmis has been playing consistently here for us as a senior, and really has come on and does good things and works really hard. And then our fourth receiver is kind of a mixture of a couple guys, Ben Kopetsky, Michael Robertson, and Luke Denneke, and those guys just kind of intermix. And again, it's, you know, they understand, like, based on any given night, how a defense decides to play us, it could be one of them with a few more receptions, and they've got pride for the other person. And so, if it has the ability for them to block for their buddy, they're willing to do that.
Tom, defensively, you go 8-0 and your defense played very well, but their first shutout of the season in week 8, I'm sure they had to be very happy about that result.
Yeah, and our defense is what's carried us all year long. It's easy for us on offense to be successful and for us to get the points and the yards and that kind of stuff we do when you have a really, really good defense behind you. And so you look at the course of our season, I mean, they've set us up well. They've given us great field position. Our D coordinator, Ken Weichel, does an amazing job with the game plan, and our kids every single week are ready to go with it. And it's, you know, it's exciting to see them kind of work throughout the week and come up with a great product on a Friday night.
As you look ahead to the playoffs and what's going on in 5A, boy, this is quite a field. There's a lot of good football teams, perennial powers in the mix. Mankato West, St. Thomas Academy, you're ranked number 3 in the latest poll, now 8-0, but Chaska, Moorhead, I mean, you kind of look up and down, and the teams you're going to need to beat to get where you want to go, it's tough.
Well, yeah, and it's, I mean, you look at our section itself, and you're looking at, you know, for us, potentially we're going to play Cambridge again or St. Francis, whoever wins that. And I get record-wise, they may not have the years they wanted, but you know it's going to be a physical football game. And then after that, you got to play Elk River. And, I mean, Elk River is a team with Steve Hamilton that is respected around the entire state. They won a state championship a couple of years ago. So, I mean, for you to get to the state tournament, you have to beat a really, really good football team. Well, then after that, our section aligns with the winner of the section that Rogers is in with Spring Lake Park. Park Center this year is having a great year. You know, so you look at that, and then your next round, if you make it, is the, like you said, the Mankato West, the Chaska, the St. Thomas Academy are all loaded on that side. So, I mean, Class 5A, in my opinion, has some really, really good football teams, you know, from top to bottom, and it could be anybody come November who's going to be representing 5A in the U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, you brought up turf. I live in the school district. Anoka grad from 100 years ago. My kids went to Champlin Park. My wife works for the school district, so we're Anoka Hennepin folks in our house for sure. And really an exciting development for all these schools to get turf. I know there's a lot of positives about natural grass, but it's been a good move not just for football, but the spring sports like lacrosse and soccer and everybody that uses those football facilities. It really is a big deal, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and it, you know, it's something that when you look at like our communities in the North Metro, and yep. You know, a few years ago we went to the community, and we asked the taxpayers to approve a referendum for us to upgrade our athletic facilities. And so you're talking the turf, but you're also talking new fitness centers, and you're talking expansions to field houses and gyms. And what it's done is it's really allowed our kids to look at activities and then say, okay, now carry it out to the turf, where we have a field that we can use instead of 3 months out of the year, we can now use it 9 months out of the year. So, you know, how we play on it for football is the same conditions that soccer gets. And then next spring, our lacrosse team gets those exact same conditions. And it just allows kids a better experience. And then you look at like a night like last night. I mean, it's raining, and you don't have to worry about the footing as much, right? So you can concentrate on ball security and some of the stuff you can control and not have to worry about mud and slipping and sliding and prevention of injuries and that kind of stuff, in my opinion. So we're appreciative to our school district for doing this. We're appreciative to our community members who supported it and are on our side, because, you know, it's making a huge difference for, I think, the experience that our kids are having.
Yeah, and Andover, sports-wise, boys hockey, girls hockey, it's really an athletic program at Andover High School that continues to trend up. I mean, it's got to be exciting to be a part of that. So many kids involved and so many quality programs in a lot of sports.
Yeah, you know, I've lived in Andover now for almost 17 years, and I've only been the head coach there for 2 years, but it's a community that has a lot of pride. And they want to see their kids and other kids being successful and doing well. And so, you know, I think it's a product of that, and it's a product of kids as well. I mean, the kids have a drive to be successful. So it's a pretty good combination right now. And, you know, we've got other sports programs. Our girls soccer team was just in the section final the other night. We've got a track team that always is competitive and has people out there. So, you know, it's a fun time for kids at Andover High School.
Yeah, and synonymous with great hockey, as I mentioned, boy, it's quickly become a hockey school for boys and girls, too, in the winter months. And I think that boys basketball team is going to surprise some people this winter as well. They've got a good group. Well, Tom, good to visit with you. It was good to see your team last night, and hopefully we'll see you in the postseason down the road. It was fun. You got a good group there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Tom DeVellis, head coach at Andover. They get the win over Cambridge Isani. They go 8-0.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.